Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Laura, Spirit Medium Laura. I'm so happy that you've come to participate in this online event. It's on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, New York time. And I am coming to you from sunny, hot Florida. Anyway, this evening we've got a very full queue, but hopefully I can get to most of you. But if I can't, you can either make a donation or call in another time. I do this every week. Although next week, which will be Memorial Day, will be a day of holiday for me. So I will be putting on Blog Talk Radio a repeat show, and there will be no Facebook Live event at all. So just to keep that in mind. All right, so a few things, a few housekeeping things, which I'm going to move through rather quickly. There is a website for the show, and it is called spiritmediumtv.com. And there you can find a few resources, one of which is to make the donation to jump to the top of the queue. That's called the 8 No Wait. The 8 No Wait. If you have an urgent matter that just can't wait, donate 8 and jump the gate. So that's the 8 No Wait. There's also the free for me in a private session. You can obtain a third more time free than that for which you pay by simply using free for me code when you're booking your private session at booklaura.com. That is re-described or reiterated on the website for the show, which is spiritmediumtv.com. Is there anything else I need to say there? Oh yeah, join our mailing list. Then you'll be reminded of the show. You can come on early and obtain a better chance of being spoken with. You know, tonight I want to talk a little bit about an idea I have. I want to get some of your ideas, whether or not it's a good thing or bad thing. But I've been haunted, excuse the pun, by this idea of what I call a soul retreat, which would be in person and or online. And it would be a big event where we would be working on creating our dreams, or miracle manifesting, if you'd like to call it that. It's like a mastermind, but it's using God as part of the manifesting process. You know, it seems so obvious, but it just kind of hit me this weekend. There's a lot of people running around talking about, you know, manifesting this and creating that, and we're all co-creators and setting our intention and all this other stuff, how do we can get into that theta brainwave state, that dreamlike state, and throw out our thoughts to the universe. But, you know, it hit me. Why don't we use or work with the higher power? You know, why are we trying to do this in our own little egocentric way? I mean, isn't the whole theory that when we move from ego to alignment with source, we become omnipotent or co-creators? That's how we do it. So the whole point of this particular retreat, if you will, this manifesting miracle retreat, will be to gain access to a methodology where the heart chakra is open, because this was channeled to me, how to do it. We do an opening of our heart chakra. We align with we unify with an infinite consciousness through a visualization, and then we set our attention in prayer, and then we work with each other. It's also a psychic and intuitive and spiritual development group where people can actually do readings for each other as well as me giving messages. Well, we'll see what happens. If anybody has any kind of ideas about it, I may be asking, you know, you for all this. Anybody on Facebook? There is a phone number to call for readings, but I have to be honest with you. If you join my mailing list, you'll be reminded. But if you don't call in 15 minutes early, it's really hard for me to get to you unless you make a donation, which can be made at spiritmediumtv.com. Now, I'm being very, very careful with all of you, because last week I had somebody get really, really, really angry with me and email me and was so frustrated because she waited in the queue from Facebook for like an hour and I couldn't get to her. So just keep that in mind. I do it on Facebook for so that you are aware of what I'm doing and the possibility of making a donation if it's really something urgent, or just that you can come back again another week. You can join our mailing list and be aware of when we're doing it, be reminded, and then get in the queue. So Mondays at Eastern Time from 7 to 8, I'm doing this kind of one-on-one with the callers to the radio show, and Facebook is sort of another venue where people can actually interact in a different way. So there is a phone number to call, but again, I would not recommend calling in unless if I run out of people, but right now I have a very, very, very full queue. Now, I did have a focus subject for this evening, but I think I kind of just sort of overstepped it. But I will just say one thing. Speaking of people on Facebook and things that have happened since I started to do a Facebook Live, another little thing is I get some people come on my Facebook Live event and put down, this is the work of the devil. Or there's somebody else who is, I don't really know who she is. She's several fake profiles, but she curses there in the comment section at me. But in any event, I can handle it, guys. It's not a big deal. Been at this for a while. But the point is, we're not working with demons here. We're working with divas. We're working with God. We're working God. We're working with higher consciousness. And this is the work of a higher power. I am in awe of it. I am a participant with it. I am sort of the messenger. I'm observing it as much as you are. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that a medium learns and a psychic learns is how to go neutral and let that higher power, that higher voice speak through them. So just as an aside, we're working with divas and angels and guide, spiritual guides and higher consciousness and God when we do the messages here. Okay, so we're going to now do a little prayer, meditation, energy connection, and then it will go to the phone lines. So everybody participating, listening even, if you want to participate energetically, you can do this as well. Everybody please sit back, uncross your arms and legs, and start to breathe from your abdomen, breathing in deeply. And on the exhale, letting go of everything, relaxing and releasing and aligning with that higher power, that beautiful spiritual voice and power that's for all of us. Thinking of that beautiful dynamic energy of love. Continuing to breathe from your abdomen, breathing in now. And I'd like each of you to start focusing in on your need this evening. If it be a question about your own life, focus on that. If it be an other side connection, focus on that. And please be open to the souls that do come through. I want to say that two callers tonight, for some reason, have really questions about their own life and wanted to ask somebody in spirit, like a loved one on the other side. And I just want to say that other side connections are for other side connections and life questions are for your angelic guides. I try to keep them separate unless that soul is aching to come through. Otherwise, I'm going to have to work at it because spirit has an agenda. Spirit knows when they're supposed to be talking to you or not. And quite often, I'm going the wrong way to get your particular need addressed. So I don't want to go the wrong way. I want to go only the right way. Okay. And so now, continuing to focus on your other side connection, who you want from spirit, focusing in on your issues today that you need help about from spirit. As you do that, I'm going to go off and invoke the master prayer. I'll be back in a second. And now, on your next exhale of breath, please release into the space around you your energy, and I will connect us. One moment, please. Okay, to the first caller who has made a donation, and that is Mary. have to find you, Mary, somewhere in the queue. There you are. Hey, Mary. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Mary. Hi. And thank you for your donation. It goes in part to help animals. So go ahead, honey. What is your question for Spirit this evening? Is it about your own life?
Yeah, it's about my own life. I just had a question about a partner in my life. Is that happening? Does Spirit see any possibilities, or is it happening now? Or I guess I'm just kind of curious about it.
Yeah, sure. That's
you know.
I hear a yes in my head, and I heard it so quickly that I'm starting to think that you already have somebody in mind, but don't say anything. Hold on. Okay, I feel that there's somebody already that's sort of like, I don't know, you must be aware of someone. Would you agree with that, please, that there's a person you're already thinking about when you ask that question?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
I feel that he is a little bit younger than you, or at least he feels energetically more a bit younger than you. So if he's not literally, he feels young at heart. Would you agree with that, please, yes or no?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, he's a very studious person. He loves life. He's a very caring individual. Well, I'm trying to point him towards you and get that answer. It looks like I see him, actually. I actually see a person. He looks very unique. And I see like a store, gives me the feeling of something with groceries and or country store. I get the feeling of country around him, country store, and that kind of a feeling around him. Would that make any sense to you, please?
I don't really know.
Do you know him?
It's,
All right. Well, I see something about country. It doesn't make sense to you. That's fine. Okay, so let me give me his initials, and I'll get you the yes or no on that, please. Yes or no? I need his initials.
Oh, T-K.
Okay, hold on. Very smart. Keen. Caring. He is somewhat interested in you. I do feel, though, that you would need to give him just a little bit more encouragement, just as you're sort of wondering if he likes you, he's wondering if you like him. So there needs to be sort of a meeting of the minds about this, maybe a little bit more chit-chat, but I do feel that there's some possibility there of it going further than it's gone already. I can't see. They're not letting me know how far it's gone. But from the wording coming through and the messages coming through, it seems to me like you really haven't gone beyond just a friendship or an acquaintance friendship type of connection. In any event, if you're already dating the guy, I just feel there's not a lot of intimacy right now. So you do need to encourage him a bit. I do feel he is interested, and I do feel he's a very honorable person. He wouldn't take advantage of you. He would be very kind. He's a very generous individual, a highly intelligent person, but definitely does have a younger feel to him than you. So that's what I'm picking up on. Anything you want to ask about that, honey, before we go on?
Well, I guess the question is he lives like on the other side of the earth. So I don't, you know, it's just one of those, you know, I don't know if it's just kind of a dream, you know.
Okay.
So,
no wonder I get that feeling of hesitance. Yeah, that makes sense. And maybe that also is why you can't understand him in a sort of a grocery store or a country store. I see him in a store that sells sundries and goods, but it's not urban. It's more like a country feel to it or out of a city feel to it. Just want to let you know that I see that. He also looks like his body is a little on the bulkier side. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of him, but he looks like he's not a real thin person. He's a bigger kind of build. Do you know anything about him in respect to that?
I've seen some pictures of him, but they're older pictures. So, you know, they're over 10 years old.
Okay, he just has a bulky feel to his body, and he's dressing very casual. Looks like jeans or something. Anyway, And he is also very spiritual. But as far as getting together, I think that what the answer has already been said, but I'm going to restate it in a different way, is that the both of you need to be constructive about that. You need to, if somebody's got to take a move here and somebody's got to make it happen. But what you're really asking me is destiny going to come in and bring the two of you together? And the answer is, I see it more like you having to take action for things to happen. And I'm going to look at it again from the perspective of distance and practicality, because obviously you don't have all the answers about that. I feel that you would have to make more of an effort to get closer to him, maybe make a trip there. For the first go around, you'd have to make a trip there and see what he's up to. See if you like each other in the physical space when you're together. But I do feel he's a fantastic person and spiritual too. So if you're liking him, then you got to take a little action here and move it to the next level. But I do feel he does like you as well. And I feel that the possibility is there, but you have to make it happen. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm just going to make sure there aren't any more donations. Do not make donations after this, please, because we have a very full switchboard. Appreciate that. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay, looks like we're good to go. And I'm going to go to the first person that called in early. As a reminder, if you want to get spoken with, it helps to call in at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time. That will allow me to get to you faster. I've been spreading that word to everyone. Okay, I'm opening up the line with Donna.
Oh, thank you, Laura. During a meditation about 3 weeks ago, I've been praying to God, you know, kind of what you were talking about with your thing with God, asking God. And I've been asking God to bring in a partner for me and also to bring in more abundance so that I could go traveling. And all of a sudden, I got this message. It said, it's coming soon, and my heart, I felt so much love. My whole body encompassed it. I felt grateful. It was just wonderful. And I don't know if that was intuition, higher power, or coming from God. I don't know. But do you know what's coming in for me? Is the partner coming in, the more money, and, you know, when or?
All right, let's see. But I'm going to focus in on partner. Hold on. Yeah, I do feel someone is coming in for you. There's something else. Okay, abundance needs to happen as well. With the money, you know, you need to get more abundant in your life, more abundant in your thinking, more accepting of what is, and this will lead to the new thing. You still are in what's called a resistance pattern of pushing away or not liking where you're at. Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
Okay.
You mean not liking not having a partner or not having enough money or what?
Correct. Yeah. When you can embrace where you are exactly as it is, that's when movement occurs energetically.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay. So if you need, right? So one of the things you can pray for is to be in love with where you're at, because that allows the next thing to come in. Otherwise, you get stuck in an energetic pattern of resistance. It's called the spiritual law of resistance, and there's the spiritual law of non-resistance, which means I let go. See, God can't come in till we let go, right? The saying, I let go and let God, right?
Yeah, I did get a little job, so I'm happy with that, taking care of an elderly man and another one taking care of an elderly lady. So I'm happy with that, and I do love where I live. I live in Santa Barbara. It's beautiful here. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so I'm just telling you what they're telling me to tell you. So
All right.
Yeah, it's not my opinion. It's what they're telling me to say. I don't do.
Right,
I don't do.
Good.
They're telling me that you're in a resistance pattern, which can be let. If you let go of that, God can work with you much better. Another way to do this letting go is to do mindful meditation, like 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, and not try to make anything happen. Just get into the now with that. It allows you then to flow better, so energetically you can pull in that next one. I kind of combine the two with asking for what I want in a prayer thing, and I also do the meditation. And then
me too. I meditate for 30 minutes every morning. Religiously.
Oh, perfect.
I never not do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So so then I just want you to observe if you do feel anything resisting where you're at during the day, to remember to release that and send it love. You might want to actually take up an exercise of sending it pink light, whatever the thing is that's bothering you. But I do feel someone's coming in, but I feel it's hidden behind a boulder right now, and that boulder is, I don't like where I'm at now, so until you can like where you are, that person's not going to come in. Now, let's assume you do that. I'm going to go a little further with the answer. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you know anyone by the name of Dave or David, please?
My brother.
Okay, his name is around you.
Yeah.
Okay, he loves you very much. And there could be something about him that will help you meet this new person. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been given the name. Yeah, and the second part of it is the man that I see would have something to do with the medical field. So maybe with maybe some of these elderly people that you're working with, you might get to meet this person that way. So embrace everything. And let's see where this takes us. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate you. Thank you, honey. Okay, I'm going to Kira. Hi, Kira.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. I'm glad I got in.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Your question?
Yeah. Yes, my question is, do you see me meeting someone for a love relationship?
Oh, really? Yeah, sure. Let's look at that for a moment. Yeah, you would, if you would, do something that you need to do right now. I feel that there's someone from the past. There's someone from the past that seems to be coming in intermittently, and he's it's like a bad memory, but unfortunately, and he's not just a memory. He has connections and ties with you. It's really hard to get rid of him because underneath it all, you wish that things could have worked out, or that he would have been different, or treated you nicely, or been around you more, and done the right things. You've done the right thing in cleaning that up as much as you could, okay? But there's still a lot of residue there, okay? So what I'm going to do right now, love, with your permission, is I'm just going to look at your chakras, and I'm going to see if there's any areas that can be released. With your help, it's better if you work with me on this, and see if there's anything that can be energetically cleared as part of this, because you've done a lot of stuff with this. I feel you've moved away, or you've close yourself physically away from him, but still he has holds on you. I hear a child in the background. Maybe it's the child, maybe it's money, or whatever the heck it is. He does have a hold on you. Let me just look at you.
Yeah, well, I still communicate with him. And I don't know if you're picking up on my kid's father or the ex that was after him, because I still communicate with the ex, but the relationships are somewhat similar.
Okay. Well, it could be both of them then, but I feel it's the most... Let me go. I feel the ex has a hold on you, okay? But let me go to the ex that you made the child with. I mean, the one that you made the child with. But also there's, so I think both of them. We got to do some cleaning here, okay? Let me just see what we could do.
Yes.
They're taking me mostly. There's more, most of it remains in more of the sacral chakra, which is the abdomen area. And it is a lot to do for you. You're a very passionate person. And it's more like you just had a connection with these individuals, you know, passion. And it doesn't go that easily for you. Once you have that, it doesn't really leave you that easily. And it's, you know, true of a lot of people. That's where they're taking me mostly. It's there. Also in the heart chakra, feeling of love, because that follows for you. So I'm going to just do a little bit of clearing there in the abdomen area. And I'm going to go up to the heart chakra. Oh, I got it. What I'm doing at the heart chakra is I'm connecting you to a higher power, to God, to allow you to feel relaxed and comfortable and completely released and relaxed about all of that. It's going to be part of the healing. And I was down in the abdomen area, and I cleared that area for you as well. Once this is cleared, once your feelings are totally neutral about these two individuals, and it's no longer charged emotionally, which I feel is going to be easy for you. I feel that you'll be able to release it, especially since you've gotten this message today. Let me look further into the future for you.
Yes.
It's hard to get out, isn't it? Hard to get out with friends to do things. You shut inside a lot. I feel that you are trying to get out of the house more. You are doing a good job of it, but it's hard, you know, it's hard sometimes to get out. You have responsibilities at home. But you are going to be getting out more with friends. You are going to be receiving more invitations to go out and do things. Please make every effort to do the social things that come up for you. I feel that you have someone around you that can help with child sitting and that kind of a thing. It feels like a mother or some other person that you can help that helps you. And that you will be able to get out more with friends, because this is going to be happening in the near future. You're going to be asked to go places, do things, have fun, and go party. Party, basically. And I feel that in the July time frame that will be when you'll be meeting somebody new. It looks like you're out in a nightclub or with friends that are in a party atmosphere, dancing, music, drinks, having a great time. So take advantage of every single thing that you can do, and be aware of the fact that you need to neutralize the past. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, going to Linda, who has an other side question. Hello.
Hi, dear. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so happy about that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in. We'd love to speak to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
My question is, I really enjoy my work, but I would like to experience more abundance and joy in what I do. And I was just wondering what direction or steps would help me achieve this.
Oh, okay. By the way, I do feel a mothering energy in the spirit realm. So just, I don't know if that was who you're looking for, but there is a mother there for you. It could be a grandma.
My mother just passed away a couple of months ago. I was actually hoping to connect with my late partner, Paul, who also he was my work partner as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel her around you, giving you a lot of. One second, honey.
Mm-hmm. But I'm grateful for any input from anyone.
Yeah. I'll get to everything. Just give me a moment. For some reason or other, I hear the word sobriety from the past. Was your mother a difficult personality, honey, for you to get along with? Did she have sobriety?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's here to give you sobriety from the past, she says, and she's sorry for the way certain things happened on Earth between the two of you. There's a lot of misconstrued or misunderstood or unexpressed love there. So I just want you to know that quickly, because she's trying to get that message in desperately to you, that you should love your heart, love yourself, and I love you. And I'm sorry for the hard time I always gave you when you were young, most of it. And I see a temper there, a hard person to get along with for you. And this caused a lot of tragedy in your life, because afterwards it made you feel undeserving to receiving love, she said, and you finally got over it later on in life. Something about meeting, I think it's your partner, Paul. Is that the name that you gave me?
Yes.
finally you got over it and you learned all these things about yourself, and then you met Paul. And Paul is here with her. Paul is coming in, or Paul is giving me the impression of something here, of having a heart issue or problems with the cardiovascular system. Would you understand that, please, Linda?
I do have circulation problems. I didn't realize there was an issue with the heart.
No. I'm talking about Paul. Paul has.
Yes. Paul had COPD, and
okay.
He died of cancer.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in the middle of the chest there, and he's showing me heart. Okay, so I don't know why. The COPD is congestive obstructive
pulmonary disorder or disease.
Okay. Well, he shows me heart also, so I guess he had a lot of things going on. Let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he has some thinning hair on the top of his head and wears glasses. Would you agree with that, please? I'm giving it
to I don't know. Well, the hair wasn't thinning, but he did wear glasses.
Okay. If I don't get it right, then I have to refine the connection before I can go to your personal message. I want to do this, okay? Linda, don't worry about it, honey. I want to do the connection for you. I'm not trying to rush it or do something that's not correct for you. I feel that there's a need to do this. Would you understand that, or would you agree that he was a slender person? Slender,
could
I need you to follow me. Okay, just listen up now. I need you to follow me along. I'm going to be giving you evidence, and I need you to validate it with a yes or refute it with a no, so that I know I'm on his vibration. That's what I'm doing.
Yes,
right
I
now.
Will. You were the line was cutting in and out, and I had some trouble listening or hearing.
So
but
I
you
see,
sound fine now.
Okay, I see a man.
Mm-hmm.
Who he looks a little bit like a mad scientist, okay? he's got the glasses, the hair's a little askew. He's very, very, very thin. Would you agree he was slender, please? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, well, then I don't have his energy here. I'm getting somebody else who's probably in your family, because this guy's definitely balding with brown hair, and he definitely looks like a mad scientist, and he's slender.
Okay, this sounds like Paul's father.
Oh, isn't that interesting? You see, this is what happens, everybody. When you go to the other side, the souls that want to come in and the souls that are most able to come in are the souls that come in. And did Paul's father have a heart attack or heart problem?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so we got Paul's father here. And by the way, he's saying he loves you very much, too.
Aw.
Paul, okay, now I got to tell them of something, everybody up there in spirit. Hey, guys in spirit, I got so many people waiting in the queue here. I didn't want to go through Lindy's entire family to get to Paul. We can answer her question. Everybody else is going to be mad at me. All right, I'm just making a joke out of it. It's good. Look, for everybody listening, it's always good when spirit proves itself, because it means that all of you out there in listening land are going to understand that there's a God, that we don't die, and that everything you're worried about is available to you if you pray. So let me do this with Linda, because Spirit is using you, Linda, as a way to validate Spirit tonight. So Paul is with your father, with Paul's father right now. Okay, Paul is coughing. I do see him showing the, they call it the symptom of coughing. He says he's very clear in his mind right now. He says he doesn't have any more of that foggy thinking that he had before he left Earth. And I believe that they were giving him something for maybe to calm him down, or just, you know, maybe it was morphine. I don't know what it was, but I believe that he's alluding to the fact that he would have been given some kind of drug or something to soothe him before he transitioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's clear-minded. He wants to know, he's got to look back about him. Sharp as a whip, as he always was on Earth before he got ill. He's thinking about you a lot these days. He shows me a dog that's with him, too, that you love very much with more honor. The dog is there. It looks like a medium-sized, brownish kind of dog. And I hear Labrador. Would you know any dog like that, please, Linda?
A chocolate lab. Mickey.
Yeah. There he is. Right there.
And I just got goosebumps all over, and I feel Nikki's energy.
That's so wonderful. Well, the dog loves you too, Paul says, and Paul's laughing a little bit. He says, now, Paul says, now you want to know about your own career and what you're doing and everything else. He says, you don't need to cough anymore, Paul. We got that symptom. Okay. So what do you think, Paul? So your question was, Linda, what career you should be in or how to make more money doing something you love to do. You love your job now, but you're trying to figure out how to make more money. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So let's see Paul has anything to say about this. Paul, do you have any advice for her, or we'll just go to the guides? He says, I love you very much. He says, I know you're thinking about me a lot these days. He says, I don't know about your work anymore. Better to ask the guides about that. He says, I'm not involved in day-to-day earth matters at this point. He says, I'm working more with spiritual concepts and spiritual things. This is very interesting. He says that he's trying to understand aspects of the universe that he could not understand when he was on earth. Almost like a scientist, if you will. He's giving me that impression. So now that we brought a couple of people through, I'm going to ask them to step aside, and I'm going to go to you and your life question and pull in the guides. Bear with me for a moment, Linda. So,
yeah.
guys, what can Linda do about her career so she could make more money? You are open to new ideas and new techniques to do things. We recommend that you study more, learn more, and get more involved in the home and in a craft that you want to do or perform, some kind of a thing that you want to make, and it's a craft, they call it, something you want to make. And that it seems a craft is the word they're using, or something that you can do with your hands. It's a work that you do already, but you want to add to that. So you need to learn more about it, to extend it and expand it so it could become more of a business and less of an avocation. Soon you will have more clients and you will be able to get the work seen and known by many, many more people. That's what you should aim for, not giving it up, not changing it, but simply extending what you're doing. Would you understand that, Linda?
Yes, so continue to do what I'm doing, but introduce a craft or art to magnify and intensify what I'm currently doing.
That's kind of what they're saying, unless you are already doing a craft and art, but they say...
No, I am not, but I know what you're saying is right on the money, because, man, from the waist down, I was goosebump city.
Perfect. All right. They're saying get a craft going and expand. You will expand your work that way.
Okay.
Creative thing. And then you'll make a lot more money. It'll be very lucrative for you. So get it going. It won't be hard. We'll not.
All righty. Well,
thank you
so much for making my day. You're wonderful. And I so appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. I appreciate you too, Linda. Get going now on your work.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love. Okay. We're going to go to Catherine in San Francisco. Hey, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
Good. Did you want to ask for healing in any specific way, or did you want me to look at your chakra, see what comes through, or how did you want to go
about
it?
I'd like to look at lower back, so that probably root chakra, and insomnia, what's going on with a lot of... Especially with the full moon, I really didn't sleep much last night.
Oh, but wasn't the full moon on Saturday night?
Oh, was it? Oh, yep. Something, I guess. It's the energy.
Oh, residual effect.
Messing
with
residual.
Me. All right, hold on. Yeah, that was a beautiful moon. Okay, hold on. This is Catherine, and she's area code 415. That's how I use a vibrational match for you. Okay. Are you lifting a lot of things at work, honey? I see you bending forward from the hips.
Yes.
Okay, that's what's giving you a strain in your lower back. It's nothing more complicated than that. You just need to bend your knees when you're lifting things, or be cognizant of you have a weakness in that area, it's something that's been there before and you're aware of it and you do seem to do exercises, stretching for it, but you're not aware that you've been straining it at work. So that's the first thing. And that will take care of that. Let's look at the sleeping. No, it's not related. Well, you have I get with the sleeping, you sort of have a lot of things on your mind. It could be nutritional, also, you know, there's many other things it could be. But the first thing you're saying is busy, 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 working on projects. Let me get more specific. Okay. So what I get, and this is like a systemic thing with you, we spoke about it a few times before, but you're in a resistance pattern that you don't like where you're at in life.
Hmm.
Okay. And so it during the sleep hours, you have a lot of turmoil about it. You're not aware of it, but it's stress related.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's very trying for you. So I'm going to come up with an idea too about what to do about all this. Well, I already mentioned earlier, this is a little different kind of healing than the ones I usually do with you, but I give you what they're giving me to give you.
Yeah.
Okay. So earlier on, I was talking a little bit about prayer and meditating on what we really want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different ways to meditate, different ways to pray, but if you were to just take 10 minutes a day, put a timer on, put a really nice, maybe white noise in the background or the sounds of the ocean, and just continuously ask a higher power to help you get this thing you want, ask your higher power to show you what to do, and just stay in that space for a period of time of focus. It's not a mindful meditation. It's a miracle meditation where you're setting an intention and you're focusing and you're asking, literally asking for higher will to come in and guide and lead you. You will be surprised at the results. You will be led. You will be taken by the hand and shown what to do next about your life, your health, and the way you approach things. Medicinally, you are taking the right things. They're saying medicinally, you're taking the right drugs for your health. I could widen that to mean supplements, but they use the word drugs.
I don't have any prescription, just supplements.
Supplements, okay, fine. You're taking the right things for your health, but I also feel something else here. I don't know why they're making me look up here to my left. I don't know why, but there's something else going on with your health. And it is, I get it. You kind of have some kind of a brain fog thing that's always affecting you. It's like it doesn't go away. You understand what that is? Brain fog thing? It's
a lot
like
of times, not till the afternoon, like the mornings definitely.
It's something else. Have you ever sought to have it diagnosed in any way?
How?
Well, it's like more than just a brain fog. It's like something that's holding you back in life. It's a glitch. It's like trying to drive a car when you got stuck in mud. It's like you're always fighting with yourself, okay, about things. And I'm going to give you a little more info. You could think about it. I'm not a physician. I'm just doing medical intuition right now. Right. So, of course, we always validate with our chosen licensed professional. Okay. And it's something that I need to say, of course, because I don't want to take that away from you. You need to be in the driver's seat. So let me just see what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You have this is what it is exactly. You have a problem syncing your right and left hemispheres, and it makes things feel insurmountable to you, because the God-given healing mechanism that we have, which it happens during REM sleep, for example, when the eyes are going back and forth, our eyelids are closed and our eyes are going left, right, left, right, left, right. What that is doing is taking a situation, in your brain and reframing it, you know, solving it, if you will. That is turned off on. That is not working. Of course, you're not sleeping. Yeah, but it's turned off. So what I recommend you do is get some Hemisync audios and start to listen to them. It'll help you have a smoother glide through life and relax you more. You can use that when you're doing your miracle meditation, and that should help you a lot.
Is that on YouTube? I've never heard of Hemisync. Is that it? Yeah, I can just plug it into.
You could go and I'm gonna write it down. I'm gonna spell it rather. H-E-M-I. Sync. S-Y-N-C-H.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to get the real effects of that, you usually have to use a headphone that has two different speakers, the right and the left, because it's using different sounds on each ear, and that's how your brain starts to work together better, right? But you can, you can find some of them on YouTube, but it's really mostly a product that you should spend a little money on and get a good headset.
Mm.
And that will allow you to retrain.
Yeah, I just bought one. Yeah,
oh, perfect.
I took a trip. I took a long plane trip, and I bought a nice set of headphones.
Oh, perfect. All right, wonderful. So now you have another use for them. And you could try it with YouTube, but I don't know if they'll break the audio down. You really have to get good quality audio with that so that you really get the full benefit, so that you start, so your brain hemispheres sync and you go into an easier theta state. You can handle things better and you're not always stumped so much. You know, it's like sometimes you just hit brick walls. You're like, why can't I go through this wall? Why can't I process this? And then it becomes a vicious cycle, because then you can't sleep because you're trying to process something and you can't process it. So that's what I'm getting for you today. Yeah, it's interesting. All right, my dear.
So great. So tell me again, where do I find it? The Hemisync?
Just do a Google.
It's something I would buy. Oh, okay, I buy an audio. An audio file.
Yeah, you can get a downloadable MP3. I'm not quite sure you can get a CD. I don't know how they deliver it these days. I know of it. They've come up with all kinds of different kinds of Hemisync audios. Some of them are used for out of body experience. Some of them are used for brain hemisphere syncing. So you got to find the right one. But if you Googled Hemisync, as I spelled it, you will find different audios of different for different uses, and it can train your brain to be more miraculous for you, doing what it does best, which is process things and come up with new ideas and solutions. And that's where I think you'll have some peace will be found, okay?
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks so much. I've never heard that, so I will let you know. I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, it's a little. I never saw that on you before. Every time I work with you, something different.
Right.
But this, it was like it's just I saw your brain going. Like, imagine a car stuck in mud. Your brain is going. And then they showed me you need to sync the hemispheres of the brain better. That means that when you have a thought in your right brain, that it can go through the neural, forgot what they call it, this kind of ganglia that attaches both sides of the brain, so that your left brain gets involved, and then before you know it, you've come up with a solution, or it's been processed, whatever it is. Okay?
Wonderful. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, just let me check something here. We do have some donations. We have Diana and we have Kasia, unless that's Keisha. Okay, so I'm going to go to the people who have made donations. I appreciate that. Please do not make any more donations, because I won't be able to take you tonight. And Diana is wanting mediumship. And she's at 781. There she is. Diana?
Hello. Hello.
Hey. Hi, honey.
Hi. How are
you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm better. I'm looking at a beautiful sunset right now, so...
Oh, where are you? Let me see. Where are you? Near Mass, aren't you, Massachusetts?
Yeah, right outside of Boston.
Oh, you must have some gorgeous. We do, too, in Florida. Gorgeous sunsets. Okay, sweetie. So we want to do some mediumship for you, love, okay? That's what you're asking for. Okay, hold on, Diana. Just see what I can pick up for you, love. So just want you to breathe in deeply from your abdomen and focus in on your loved ones in the spirit realm. You can even invite them in. Don't say anything. Just do a mental exercise. And no one is stepping forward very clearly, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
Sometimes we do not make connections. Well, I do feel a mother figure for you, okay, but she's very static. She's not moving around a lot. She's not saying very much. Mother, come on. Somebody come in. Okay, there is a mother figure here for you. Okay, I feel a little stronger connection there. Would you have a mother that you're trying to reach, honey, in the spirit realm? Because people don't ask for me.
No, could be grandmother.
Could be, but you're not trying to reach a grandmother either, correct?
No. Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, I was very close with my grandmother.
All right. I'm trying to get who you want, so to speak, but let's just see where we go with this. Well, there is a woman that sits here. She's not very communicative at the moment. She is on the petite side. She shows me she has brown hair in its natural color. She's seated on a bench. It's as if I'm looking at a photo right now of her when she might have been in her 70s or 60s or something. It looks like she was dyeing her hair. Her hair is still brown. But she is weathered and older looking. Her nose a little on the wider side. She has a bit of jowls and nice cheekbones, but there's a little bit of wrinkling on her face. Would you know anyone that looks like that, please?
Maybe. A few people.
All right, and so I'm going to continue with that, because if we can make something with that, then maybe we can go a little further. I do have another donation, which I want to get to, but I don't want to rush too much either, right? I want to give you the best I can do.
Yeah.
So she's a little stocky in the midsection. She's carrying a bit of extra weight on her, and she has a dress on in this vision that she's giving me of herself. She also wears a hat. The dress has got a little floral print and a blue or darker background. Not that this would have any significance to you, because you can't validate that. But you can certainly validate that the hair original color was darker, and it's very curly the way it looks to me. Very curly. And she's wearing a hat. Now, let me see if she wants to step forward or where she wants to take me, because she might want to bring us somewhere else. Just bear with me for a moment. Okay. Would you know anyone that would be in spirit that would have been drinking a lot of alcohol, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that person have been a male, please? Man?
Yeah, an uncle.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Well, he's there also. She's showing me that for some reason. And I feel like I'm on the father's side of the family, your father's side of the family. Would that make sense to you for who you're thinking of, please?
No, my mother's side of the family. My mother's mother had a brother that lived with my grandmother, and I spent a lot of time there when he was there, and she had a lot with him.
Okay. Well, then she shows me that, a little bit of it, but she's not communicating. I mean, I think this is your mother's mother, then, if that's where we're at. And there, then she shows me this feeling, or she gives me a very broad feeling of alcoholism in the family, and a male that goes with that, and you're identifying who that is. Let's see if anybody else wants to step through. Second, Diana. Okay, if anybody else wants to step through besides Grandma. Okay, that's fine. You're showing me a few things about the alcoholism. I'm looking all around. I'm not going anywhere, so I'm going to allow you to ask me where you want me to go. because
I'm hoping my husband passed away 6 months ago, so I was hoping that he was around.
All right, don't tell me anything else. Well, no, I don't want you to give me. I don't want you to reveal facts. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know what he thinks about something? Okay, so I'm going to reiterate what I said earlier, which is this is really a life reading and you have a question. Of course, you wanted somebody to answer it. But when we do mediumship, we actually go through a process of identification. We have to, you know, and that's why he's not stepping through that easily, because it's really a question you have about your own life. But anyway, we'll see if we can get him through, honey. It just takes so much work to pull them through if it's not mediumship, it's a life question. You know what I mean? Let me see what I could do, love. You want to pop through, please, dear beautiful husband? Because it is for you. The question is for you.
Right.
All right.
No.
Broke. Wait, one second. Hold on. Come on, you can come through. He's trying to tell me something. He is upset about something in his life on Earth. He's upset about the way he transitioned so early and easily. He didn't want to leave Earth this soon, I guess is the way to say it. You don't need to say anything about that. He was very upset about something with his health a long time before he did transition. He knew that this was coming before he transitioned. So I'm going to translate that to you. Diana, would you agree that your husband knew that he was going to transition? There was something that he knew about that would ultimately take his life, like an illness, before he went. Could you agree to that, please?
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. I mean, there was a lot of things that he did that maybe he knew something was going on.
Oh, well, okay. To me, it sounds like he's pretty obvious. I thought you would have said yes to it.
No, he didn't. He didn't have cancer or anything like that. He didn't have any. It was very sudden.
Okay, don't reveal. I think what I want you to do, because he's not stepping forward, okay? So what I need you to do is ask the question, and I will do my best to give you an answer. The question that will be about your life.
So I guess I'll try to be direct. I've made a lot of changes. I've sold my house. And we have two of our daughters right now are getting married. There's just a lot going on, and I'm just, you know, curious, is he with us through all this, or is he, you know, a lot of people have said, knowing him, that he would have been really mad that this happened to him, because it was just such a good time in our life. So, I guess.
Well, okay, so he did say he was sorry that he transitioned earlier than, rather than later. He's sorry about that, very sorry that he did say that. So that's good. We got that little thread on it. But you want to know if he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I can't get him through an evidential process, love, I can't really answer the question, but I will try again.
Okay.
Give it a whirl. Okay. See, Diana. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, would you understand your husband had dark hair, please?
No, he had light hair.
Is that after it went white, or was its original color light?
No, he was blonde.
It would always was blonde? Okay. Was your father with black hair, honey, or darker hair, brown? Did your father have that? Because I might have your father in front of you.
No, my father's still alive, too.
Okay, all right. All right. Let me see if I can get that voice back I had a moment ago. He knows what's... Okay, I'm going to give you the best thing I can give you. He says he knows what's going on Earth. He says you are a very spiritual person, Diana. You pray about him every night. You think about him every moment. He says, I've not left you. He says, I've not forsaken you, forgotten, I guess is what he means by that. And I'm not going anywhere suddenly again. I'm not leaving you suddenly again. Now, we know he left suddenly because you said so. He says, I'm not leaving you suddenly again. He says, I hear you. I know what's going on Earth. I'm about the house at times, listening, hearing, wandering about, and knowing what's going on. Would you have a cat in the house?
No.
Okay. Well, then he's just going to say, like a cat underfoot stalking about. He says, leave some milk and cookies. Leave some milk out for me or milk and cookies out for me. He says, I'm around you. He's just making a little light joke. He says, I wish I could speak more right now. He says, I'm not able to speak as well as I would like to handle this particular communication the way you'd like. He says, but know that I'm with you all the time and I've not left you and that everyone should think of me often. Pray for me and know that I am there for them if they do so. Okay, so I can't give you the exact answer you want, but at least I can give you something general, Diana. And if you come in another night, maybe we can give you more detail. I just can't, you know, always guarantee everything to be the way we like it.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear, thank you again, honey,
thank
for calling.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, I have to go to the other person who made a donation. That would be Kasha. And that would be at 347. Yeah, that is Acacia. She is. I always say, I spell your name differently, Acacia. Hold on for a second. I'm calling her. Gosh, I know it's Acacia. Hold on. There she is. Hey, Acacia.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I thought
that
you spelled
is how you...
I thought you spelled it with a K-A-Y-S-H-A. That's how I say it in my head. Okay, my dear.
No,
go ahead.
That's how it's spelled, but that's how it's and that's how it's pronounced. How you pronounce it, though?
Oh, you say Acacia, but it is usually pronounced Kasha.
No, it's spelled it's spelled like I have an accent over the A. No, it's spelled like that, but it's pronounced Acacia.
All right, let's do. Okay, sweetie, Acacia, go ahead and give me your question, darling. Sorry for the mispronunciation.
That's okay, Laura. So, so I have a question about money. So I'm trying to change, right? And I've been working a lot of stuff. So when I go, like I was at Macy's yesterday, when I go to a store and it's something I desire, right? I have a fear of abandonment or fear of running out of money or fear I can't attract it or something like that. And I'm guessing this probably is why I haven't attracted a job. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on and how do I change it? Because I deal with money all the time. So I don't want to have to keep having this emotion all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing. That would be, many people have is not only problems with love, but problems with money. A lot of us have very sick relationships with money. Poverty and scarcity follow us around like dog doo-doo on our heels. No matter what we do, we still come up with this problem, you know, and with all the awareness that you have and all the wonderful things that you've done and everything else. Hold on. Let's see if I can get your specific thing. They're showing me you in Saks Fifth Avenue for some reason, as if you should go into, or even Tiffany's, go into these stores and walk about, stare at things, you know, act as if you belong there. It will be a desensitization exercise, which will help you a lot. Thinking. It's sort of like going through the burning hoop, if you will, you know. Go right there to the places that you are, that you do not feel, maybe that you naturally feel that you belong in those environments. Go there. Look around. Start small. Build up. That's one thing to desensitize yourself away from poverty consciousness, which is still embedded in your subconscious and your soul. It will give you exercises to do that are sort of topical. It may sound a little superficial because the embedment, you come in with it. It's more than your the way you were raised. It's coming in as one of your big things this lifetime from another lifetime or other lifetimes. So do that. You have to go places that you wouldn't normally go.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to join peer groups of young females in your socioeconomic class that are successful, not struggling.
Okay.
You will feel entitled when you're around them and talking to them. You know, if you can meet a lot of Oprah Winfrey types, get, you know, hang out with them. Kamala Harris types, hang out with them, do things with them, get to know them, get to know how they feel, how they think. It rubs off on you. That's what they're telling you to do. I'm not going to, today is different, you know, I'm not always the same medium. I am every show because spirit's not the same. It's everybody's not the same. So tonight is a completely different approach, which I think is great for you. Unless I'm going to give you a third idea. Every now and then, along this vein, I want you to go to a very expensive restaurant and one that you can do takeout and get yourself a special dish. Bring it home and eat it if you can do this. You know what I mean? Get yourself every now and then something very expensive. Bring it home and eat it. Okay. That's along the lines of desensitization. Now I'm going to see what else we can suggest to you. Have you, this is another idea. There are ways to borrow very expensive clothing, things like that. If you can find a way to do that, they're telling me that would also be very good for you. So, you know, there's something like get designer handbags through the mail, you keep it for a month and you send it back. But that kind of a thing would also be good. And if not, then just go to the clothing stores that are very expensive and try on things, feel things, be in the things and visualize. And then the fourth or fifth thing, I don't know what number we're on, would be to do the miracle manifesting, which is to sit in a meditative prayer, asking your higher power, God, to provide for you a healing in this area and anything else that they say you that God says you should do to heal your heart, your soul. And if there's anything specific for you in your upbringing or anything else, I'm looking for that.
Okay.
There's, the guides are saying, stop telling yourself you're so great all the time.
I'm so great. When do I say that?
What you're saying to yourself? What? They say just be great. Don't tell yourself you're great. It's like your self-talk is awful because it's. Every time you tell yourself you're great, you're also saying to yourself, I haven't done it yet. So
right,
they want you,
I get that.
They want you to be great, not say you're great. So stop telling yourself you're great and just go off and do all the things that are mostly hanging out with these people who are very wealthy. I hear famous and wealthy, wealthy and famous. You know, any kind of networking group of people who are helpful to each other, want to help each other. And this will help you. Help raise your consciousness. Do not look inward as much as outward now. It is time now to take steps.
Okay.
To take action and to take steps and look at, because we've done a lot of work with you on your.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I feel like, because I've done a lot of cut cording, I think I've done a lot of maybe internal stuff. So I'm
right.
it's not working. What in the world is going on?
All right, so that's the message today is you've done enough of the internal stuff, including telling yourself you're great. It's now time to take action, and that's why your messages today are different. They're more like go out and now do these things. They're desensitizing you to poverty consciousness and sensitizing you to a wealth consciousness by virtue of showing up in those venues. Okay?
Yes, yes, yes. I get that. I get that. The funniest thing is yesterday, like I said, I went into Macy's. So today I happened to be on Pinterest and something took me to, well, I was imagining something and I said, why don't I imagine going into, believe it or not, it was Saks. And
okay.
I said, why don't I imagine myself going into Saks? And it felt totally different than going into Macy's. There was this like not good enough feeling that came up. or I don't belong feeling. It's so funny you said the exact same thing. But I went on the website and still shopped in my head.
All right. Well, now it's not in your head. You're to do it, you know. And if bring a friend along if you need to at first, you know, just to so that you can giggle together or whatever. And there's something else about your hair. One second. Get your hair cut a little differently also. It will help with the transformation. Maybe have a remake or a makeover.
I want to straighten my hair, and I want a haircut.
All right, perfect. Right now I see your hair is huge, like very wild and very big.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It literally is, but it doesn't make me, it's very cute. People are like, oh, you look so cute, but it doesn't make me feel attractive. So there's a difference.
Yeah, now I'm not saying that you know, these are suggestions from Spirit, and they're saying that to me, your hair looks like a wild movie star or, you know, you have a wild thing going on, which is very, very beautiful. But they're saying to change your hairstyle will also change your mindset at like a makeover or something. And that's a good way to transform as well. So those are all external things to do now.
Oh, my God. So much fun.
Have fun with it,
Carly. Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings, honey. Good night.
You have a great, great night. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. I'm just going to see if there's anybody else who made a donation before. No, we look like we're good to go. I want to thank everybody for calling in. We will do this again in 2 weeks because next week is a holiday and I will not be here. Thank you, everybody, so much. Sign up for my mailing list at spiritmediumtv.com so you can be reminded and join us directly on the show for reading. Namaste. Bye-bye.